Good afternoon, good evening. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining me here, hour number two. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see It's a Wonderful Life at the Singer Theater coming up on December 19th. We'll be giving away those tickets later this hour. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there's, well, let me start with top three stories. Governor DeSantis has asked a statewide grand jury to investigate COVID-19 vaccines. We'll talk about that more in here in a bit. Also, another top story nationwide is a USA Today poll has shown that Governor DeSantis has a 23-point lead over President Trump if the election were held today. Massive lead amongst nationwide Republicans. Well, it'll be interesting to see how Trump responds to that. And President Biden signed the bill that's going to protect same-sex marriage rights. This is the bill that if you get married in one state and you move to another state that may not have the same rights for your same-sex marriage or interracial marriage, then it will still, you'll still have all the rights, is essentially what this bill does. It's a nationwide. Essentially what this bill was this was Democrats' reaction to Roe v. Wade being taken down. Because when Roe v. Wade was dismissed, they realized there's no federal law regulating abortion. And because of that, it went down to the state level. And so they were like, well, we need to come out with, we need to protect other rights. So we're going to protect same-sex marriage. Because same-sex marriage, by the way, if you remember, it was not a law. It's not a federal law. It was something Obama did through executive order. And so now this was their reaction to go, hey, we want to make, and then it was challenged, of course, and the Supreme Court upheld the challenge, upheld the same-sex marriage law, or sorry, same-sex marriage executive order. And so now they're like, hey, we want to make sure that if it gets challenged from the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court says, yes, this is not constitutional, which it's not for a president of the United States to dictate an edict. He's not the king. And so it's not constitutional. So they went, well, we want to make sure that if there is a challenge, then we will still have same-sex marriage rights. So that's why they went ahead and passed the bill. And it was bipartisan. There were a lot of Republicans who did sign off on it as well. And there's others. Most Republicans did not, though. All right. So back to the other top three story. Governor DeSantis asking this, basically setting up a grand jury to study myocarditis cases after COVID vaccinations. So this comes about after Florida Surgeon General Joseph LaDapa, who I really like, he announced the launch of a statewide program studying the potential incidence of myocarditis in individuals who died shortly after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. I'm actually surprised he's just doing it for those that die, because there's a lot of people who get myocarditis and they don't die. They just have heart condition after getting the vaccine. But this announcement of this study came after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made a separate proclamation saying he wants the courts to investigate Big Pharma. He wants them to investigate Pfizer and Moderna for any wrongdoing related to the production of the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, we've talked about this before, though. Look, they're just trying to crank out the vaccines as fast as they could. The onus was on the FDA to make sure that these vaccines were safe. And what we're getting is this, you know, this massive data dump from the FDA every single month to try to determine, or that the data was trying to determine how they came to the conclusion that these were safe. And what we're finding is they buried a lot of information. They knew that it could produce myocarditis. It could create birth defects. It could create miscarriages and all these other, like, they knew that these were some of the side effects that could come from the vaccine. And yet they went ahead and approved it anyway. And we're continuing to see it. So now state is doing its own investigation into the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, particularly looking at myocarditis. This is one of the reasons why I've stated so many times before in the past, I don't see why you would risk getting your child vaccinated. Why would you risk that with your own child? I don't get it. If you have a child who maybe has some sort of pre-existing condition, and that's one thing. But for a perfectly healthy child, It just doesn't make any sense. Looking at the most recent numbers as of October 25th, for those under the age of 29 years old, there is a 0.04% chance of dying from COVID-19. Those that did die from COVID-19 who are under the age of 29 most often had some sort of pre-existing condition. And one of those pre-existing conditions, unfortunately, is obesity. But the most of them that died under the age of 29, that was not their pre-existing condition. They had something else that was going on. So, yeah, that was pretty big story, the breaking out from Florida today, launching this investigation into the myocarditis cases to get information, like true information, what's going on with these things. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We have extreme slow-moving traffic on I-10. We had an accident as well as a disabled vehicle as you're getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge at exit 17, causing heavy delays. It's backing up all the way onto the Davis Highway, I-110 exit. So again, that's eastbound, heading eastbound on I-10 throughout Pensacola is extremely slow moving. And then, of course, this is causing slowdowns on 90 and 98 for us moving eastbound throughout town. So heading on Highway 90, getting onto the bridge, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. It is backing up onto Scenic Highway extremely. It's backed up all the way to Addison Drive, as well as it's making the slowdowns and on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. If you're taking that way, backing up almost to Gulf Breeze proper. So heavy, heavy, heavy slowdowns in Pensacola right now, as well as an accident on I-10 in the opposite direction on going westbound right around 29. See something else or have details, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right. One of the other big stories going on in the news is Governor DeSantis tops Trump by 23 points among Republicans in a new poll. So this is a USA Today Suffolk poll. And it shows that Republicans, if there was a GOP primary held today, 56% of Republicans or Republican-leaning voters prefer DeSantis. Only 33% support Trump. That's still a third, and still a little bit more, a little bit more than half saying DeSantis. More than 60% said they want a nominee who will continue Trump's policies, but is not Trump. I've heard that from a lot of people, and both in person as well as through the text line, people saying they would like somebody who continues Trump-like policies, but not Trump. Continue on here, too. With this USA Today Suffolk poll, the poll found that Trump's favorability rating among Republicans dropped from 75% in October to 64% in December. His unfavorable rating jumped up a little bit, too, went from 18% to 23%. And, if you remember, right around the election and the few days after the election, Trump was coming out and blasting DeSantis. Like he was ripping into DeSantis. He was making fun of him. He was trying to tear him down. And I said right then, I was seeing a lot of Republicans I knew who were big Trump supporters who all of a sudden were like, I don't think I like this guy anymore. Or he's showing that he's pretty selfish. He shouldn't be going after DeSantis right now. And I wondered if that was going to resonate across the nation with Republicans who, or just, I'd say not even Republicans, Trump supporters. And sure enough, at least according to this poll, it did. Him coming after DeSantis right, the day before the election, the day after the election, and a few days after that even, and DeSantis' response was just blowing it off and going, whatever, and just blowing it off all the time. I definitely think that affected him. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Going back to this myocarditis case, I said, look, if you care about your kid, in my opinion, there's no way you give them a vaccine, not unless they have some sort of pre-existing condition where that it could protect them. Text, my 7-year-old grandson's parents decided he needed to get vaccinated and boosted. Since then, he's had severe testicular issues. The primary doctor said that they believe that this is a side effect from the COVID vaccine and the booster. I begged them not to do this. This perfectly healthy child. That's what I'm saying. I just don't understand. And I hate it because I guarantee they were misinformed by people like Anthony Fauci misinformed from the CDC and misinformed by the president. And this is why I keep saying over and over, everybody's like, prosecute Fauci. And I'm like, no, prosecute these government leaders who keep lying and pretending like these are healthy vaccines for kids. They don't need them. They survive it. This is an unfair vaccine. I mean, this is an unfair virus. This virus kills people who are older. It's unfair. It's not fair that it kills older people. But you know what's not fair? Trying to give this vaccine to kids who it doesn't really negatively affect. I mean, I've seen it over and over and over with kids in my life and around my life who they get COVID, they test positive for COVID, and it's like a sniffle. It's nothing. And they get over it in a day. It doesn't affect them the same way as it affected me or the people I know who are adults or the people I know who have died from COVID. It doesn't affect them the same. It's just like a sniffle for them. It's not fair, but what's really not fair is to give them this vaccine. That is a sad story. I'm so sorry to hear that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. There you go. It's Sia. She has a Christmas album that came out a few years ago. My kids, that's the album my kids listen to the most. They just listen. We get in the car. And they're like, put on Sia Christmas. And they just listen. I don't usually like any contemporary Christmas songs, like new Christmas songs. But her album is pretty good. Yeah, that one stands out.
I'll play mine next.
Okay.
One came in my head.
You've got one in your head? Okay, cool. The other one my kids are listening to a lot now, though, admittedly, is the soundtrack from Spirited, the Christmas musical on Apple TV Plus starring Ryan Reynolds. And, I've heard the songs, I bet, 100 times. And the movie's only come out, like, 3 weeks ago. Like, 2 weeks ago, yeah. And it's just, like, on repeat. They like the music from that musical. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Crew de Yayas is offering a special on registration for the 10th annual I Pink I Can Run. 4-mile walk and run coming up Saturday, February 25th. Use the code SANTA22 for $7 off of registration from the 10th through the 20th. So get more details and register on our website, newsradio923.com. We still got another pair of tickets to give away to It's a Wonderful Life. We'll give those away here in the next segment, so about 10 minutes from now. Right now, it's top three stories. Governor DeSantis asks for a statewide grand jury to investigate COVID-19 vaccines. DeSantis also opens up a huge lead over Trump among Republicans, according to a USA Today poll. And President Biden signs a bill to protect same-sex marriage rights. So going back to that myocarditis investigation, we've been talking about that off and on. And I was saying, look, the chances of your child really under the age of 20, under the age of 30, dying from COVID is so rare, I don't know why you would risk myocarditis from the vaccine. And got a text here says, I had COVID that lasted 36 hours. I had colds that were worse. Got another, we just mentioned, read this one, I'll read it again. I'm an RN. My wife is a druggist. We have two kids. I had COVID and was sick as heck, missed 21 days of work, but I had it again last week. We all had it in my house. Very mild symptoms. I even built a fence while I was out. It was very mild, but I would never give my kids the COVID vaccine. Got another one here that we were talking about the side effects of COVID, and I was saying myocarditis is one, and got another text here. Yeah, increase in miscarriages and stillbirths. We covered this before. There's an OBGYN in Tampa that said the percentage of miscarriages and stillbirths in the Tampa area has gone up like 67% since COVID started. Just terrible, terrible. I mean, I know so many people who struggle trying to have kids anyway, and that makes you so sad. And then we've got another one here. I saw another one. Where did it go? Oh, I think that covered it. Yeah. Gracie, do we have a winner for the last tickets for It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes, Scott is going to go and see the show.
Scott. All right. Congratulations, Scott. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories. Let's talk sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, FIFA World Cup. Argentina beat Croatia today 3-0, so they're in the final. They'll be playing the winner of France and Morocco, who play tomorrow on Fox. Then on TNT tonight, you've got the Golden State Warriors taking on the Milwaukee Bucks at 6:30. At 9 o'clock, Boston will play L.A. Lakers. Then NCAA men's basketball tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Number 4, Alabama plays Memphis. ESPN Plus has NHL hockey, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Seattle Kraken. And the Florida Panthers are going to be playing the Columbus Blue Jackets. Then in sports news, Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach passing away today at the age of 61. Of course, yesterday it was one of the big stories that he was in critical condition after having a heart attack, and now he has gone ahead and passed away at the age of 61. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, done for the season with a torn ACL. Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota leaves after being benched. The team is unsure if he's going to return. And the NBA has named their new MVP trophy after five-time MVP Michael Jordan. It's a pretty sweet-looking trophy, too, if you've seen it. It's got crystals on it and all kinds of other things. A lot of symbolism with the trophy pertaining to his 6 championships or his 5-time MVP or his number 23 jersey. A lot of different things like that. And then a final sports, a bit of sports news here for you as it pertains to local news. Caleb Nobles has been named the new head coach for the University of West Florida football team. He was the co-offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach and the director of quarterback football operations. I'll give you a little bit more details about Caleb Nobles, but first we got to get traffic on the fives and our CBS Sports Minute.
This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. We are still seeing extremely slow-moving traffic on I-10 in both directions. First off, if you're heading eastbound, you'll start seeing these slowdowns either on I-10 eastbound at I-110 or I-110 northbound as you're getting off at either I-10 or Davis Highway. So seeing extremely slow moving traffic. This is due to an accident that happened right at exit 17. This is when you're getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge at Scenic Highway with one lane closed off. It is moving, but it is basically crawling throughout I-10 throughout Pensacola. In the opposite direction, if you're heading westbound, you're going to see slowdowns right after I-110. This is going to be due to an accident that happened right between the Pine Forest exit and the 29 exit. Moving a little bit better than the eastbound direction, but westbound is still slow moving. Due to the interstate being a mess, we're still seeing slow traffic on Scenic Highway. This is going to be northbound as you're approaching Highway 90 Bridge. It is backing up past Grove Drive. So really slow throughout Pensacola this evening, as well as an accident that happened on 29. This is going to be at 9.5 Mile Road. If you're heading northbound, seeing slowdowns there. See something else on the roads or have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. This holiday season, ECUA encourages you to limit pouring cooking oil and grease down the drain. Keep your home's plumbing clean and on a fat-free diet. Visit livegreenecua.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Football coaching is a copycat profession. Everyone builds off what came before them, but Mike Leach was an original. The Mississippi State coach died late Monday night. From his air raid offense to his unpredictable and entertaining approach to the media, he was a true innovator. College football is a sport built by strong personalities. We remember coaches, and none had a stronger personality than Leach. He will truly be missed. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you, saving you hundreds, even thousands, with Inflation Buster. For example, if you lock a 7% rate today, you'll only pay 6% for a year. That means more road trips, more date nights, more front row seats, every month for a year. And your rate is secured for 30 years. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. More home upgrades, more rainy day funds, more cash in your pocket. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving. That's 833-7-ROCKET or go to inflationbuster.com.
For fees covered rate, life date requirements, and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, there you go. Yeah, speaking of Mike Leach, I mean, he really revitalized the way the game is played today. in college football. With the spread offense, that basically came from his Red Raiders offense that he started at Texas Tech. And just kind of a surprise, passing away at the age of 61 years old. I just Googled Mike Leach when the CBS Sports Minute was talking about it, and I saw one thing that says, this newspaper asked him 2 years ago, 3 years ago, what his New Year's resolution would be. He was the head coach for Washington State at the time, and this is what he said. I try to improve each year. Basically, I'll try to think of somewhere to travel. Try to travel somewhere major, some part of the world I haven't seen. And I tell myself I'll exercise and eat better. And I do, off and on. I do eat right, generally. The exercise part can be tricky, and that comes in spurts. Right now, I'm walking home in the middle of a snowstorm, so I'm doing pretty good today. For me, every day is a new year as far as a continuation to try to improve. Like anybody, I'll go sloppy and dormant for a month or months. But I'm not a real big resolution guy. I'm kind of like, why wait until next year? Next new year, you know? So that was just a message from Mike Leach. Can't believe he passed away at the age of 61. UWF has a new head coach, Caleb Nobles. He was the co-offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach and the director of football operations. But here's the thing about Caleb Nobles. He was the first quarterback in UWF history. And, you know, because the program's only been around for like 6 years. And then after he left UWF, he entered his bachelor's degree in healthcare administration from Valdosta State in September of 2015, and eventually came back here. We became the quarterback's coach and the co-offensive coordinator eventually, and then he's been the director of football operations since December of 2017. So he takes over at the helm, and which is nice. You know, you got somebody here who's familiar with the program, who's been here since the start of the program, as a player as well as in the coaching staff. So hopefully he'll be able to continue what Coach Shinnick was able to start. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Plus, we're going to give away another pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life at the Singer Theater. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Sleigh bells ring.
Ah, yes, there you go. If you would like to win a pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life at the Singer Theater on December 19th at 7 o'clock, text in, let's just do Angel again. Text in Angel to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You text in Angel, you could have a chance to win that pair of tickets. By the way, Mississippi State, that's the school that Mike Leach was the head coach of, they decided they will go ahead and play in their bowl game. They're supposed to play Illinois in the bowl game. And they just announced that they will go ahead and play in that bowl game even after the coach has passed away. So got your top stories on FoxNews.com in a minute. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, a bill ensuring federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriages is now law. President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act today on the White House lawn. Lawmakers close to striking a deal to fund the government, according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He said Congress is hoping to pass a big spending package no later than the 22nd. Former CEO of FTX and his partner stole billions of dollars from customers since 2019, according to federal prosecutors. Samuel Bankman-Fried facing 8 charges, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud on customers. And a Florida man story for you, Bobby. I know you like them. We all do. Guy by the name of Jason Hardy is going to spend the next 10 years behind bars after he tried to mail himself 18 pounds of meth. The Department of Justice says he flew to California more than 2 years ago, tried shipping the package to his home northwest of Tampa. It was immediately flagged by a delivery company and investigated. Didn't work.
That's definitely a Florida man story. Yeah, just sending off some meth.
A Florida man!
Yep.
Sends himself some meth in the mail from California.
Himself.
Yeah. That's... and then he can't even be like, I don't know where that came from. Why is somebody trying to send me some?
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to do a little more research. I probably should have, because I want to know if he like went from his name
to his name. Yeah.
Probably did.
That's yeah, exactly. He's like, return address. I don't want to lose
this. All you
got to
do is just make up something. I don't know what this is.
But he was like, I want to make sure that if it gets returned, right, I don't want to lose it. So I'm going to go ahead and make the return address my address. Oh, boy. Not good. All right, let's get traffic on the fires with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. Still seeing extremely slow-moving traffic on I-10 in both directions. It's going to be eastbound from I-110. Heading eastbound all the way to the Escambia Bay Bridge is extremely slow moving and even slow on I-110 heading northbound, as well as the opposite direction. It's kind of broken up the traffic. And if you're heading westbound, you're going to see it on the ramp getting off of I-110 heading westbound. Then it starts moving nicely again, and then you'll see traffic again before you get to Pine Forest after 29. Also, extremely slow moving traffic if you are heading on Highway 90 from Scenic Highway onto the bridge getting into Pace. You're going to see extremely slow moving traffic. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Top story on foxnews.com. House lawmakers push Congress to impeach Biden's cabinet member as the crisis hits a fever pitch. This is what we're talking about last hour, which is they're pushing to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas to get rid of the Department of Homeland Security secretary because of the border crisis. I mean, he's in charge of the border, so we can blame the Biden all you want or Kamala Harris all you want, but when a push comes to shove, he is in charge. So if it's because of Kamala or it's because of Biden, then he needs to say that and explain it. Or maybe he needs to just say, you guys aren't guiding me correctly. Let me do the right thing. So they're encouraging him to get impeached. Another top story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Idaho police are looking at a clue found by a gas station worker. We are 1 month away from those terrible murders that happened in Idaho. And then the other story here, NFL quarterback reportedly steps away from the team after benching. We've been talking about this. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota didn't like being benched. He's walked away from the team. They're not sure if he'll even return. And finally, another story, toxic algae blooms have popped up in Southwest Florida again. So we've got the red algae, the red tide has been starting to pop up down there, and that's made one of the top stories on FoxNews.com.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teasers.
Poinsettias are not poisonous. What? I was always told that they're poisonous. Don't eat the red leaves. I don't know why anybody would eat the red leaves, but whatever. A study at Ohio State University showed that a 50-pound child would have to eat more than 500 leaves in order to have any kind of harmful effect. And that'd probably be unlikely because apparently they taste awful. And but your pets, if your pets eat on the leaves, it could upset their stomachs. And then you'll have to clean up diarrhea all over the house. Yahoo, the search engine, Yahoo was originally called Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web. I'm glad they changed that name. They changed it 2 months after they launched. And the U.S. has had a men's field hockey team compete in the Olympics 6 times, but they've never won a single game. They did win a bronze medal in 1932, though, but it was because they were one of only 3 teams that participated. So they lost all the games, and they still got a bronze because there was only 3 teams that participated, and that was men's field hockey. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, Walmart stating that they might have to close. And we've got some of the reasons why on that. And we'll dig deeper into, well, if we have time, we'll dig deeper into the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, the calls for him to be impeached. That'll be all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.